Hi everyone, welcome to Be in the Moment podcast. My name is Bernadette. Some of you know me as Bernie or B. Thank you for tuning into my podcast. Thank you for taking the time to listen. I hope you guys are listening on your way to work, commuting, or putting on your makeup, or working out, cleaning, getting ready and going about your day. That's when I listen to podcasts. So I've been wanting to start a podcast of my own for so long. I've been thinking about it for the past few years. And last year, I started the beginning steps and stages of the podcast, what I wanted to name it, what I wanted it to be about, the topics I wanted to talk about, the cover art and everything. So it finally all came together. And I decided this year to finally put it out on my birthday month. And I actually launched it to the three platforms that I'm currently using, which is on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. And on 11/11 is when I put it out there. So I'm super excited. I want this to be a free space to talk about everything and anything: self-love, self-care, personal wellness, growth, how to stay positive, mental health. Mental health isn't talked about enough. Healing and just all the things. These are just some topics that I've been dealing with and just focused on. I feel now that as I grow older and just think about everything, I guess, I'm a lot more appreciative of everything that I've been through. And I'm so grateful and so thankful for it all, because now I'm in a place and a position to finally kind of like have this breakthrough, because I started healing and it took me years because I didn't let myself. I never really prioritized that. I've always just was kind of programmed to just keep going, keep moving, keep going. And little did I know, all of that caught up to me one day and I was not good within myself mentally. And I realized, well, maybe it's because I never took the time to feel these things or to kind of just sit with myself and go through the emotions, I guess. Just feel what you need to feel before you move on with life. For the past few years, I've been reading books, I've been looking at things online, the podcasts have been really helpful. And following good, positive accounts like on social media and just trying to heal within myself. It's something personal that you, I feel like, can only do for yourself. I know that having good people around you can also help with that, but I feel like internally you just kind of have to do the work yourself and put in the work. And it can be hard and difficult at times, but it can be done. That's just kind of my journey I've been on. I know everyone has their own journey and is on their own journey in their own time. What is it that I healed from exactly? I will be talking about in future episodes in this podcast. And it's just a lot. It's adulting. It's just healing from past traumas or just all of these negative things going on in this world. And they don't tell you these things when you're younger. Like, growing up is a trap. And I'm really grateful for it all now. And I see it now. I see it all. And it's made me the person that I am today. It made me the person I am, made me the person that I'm not. And therefore, for that, I'm very grateful, because I don't know who I would have been, where I would be, if I didn't go through what I've went through. And everyone goes through their things. Everyone has their own issues or their past traumas, whether it be their own mental health, family issues, relationship issues. Growing up, it's tough, and sometimes you don't always have that guidance, or you have to figure things out yourself. I feel like becoming a better person is just practicing self-love, self-care, something that I didn't do before because, like I mentioned, I never really had the time to, or I actually didn't make the time for all of that. I find it now, getting older, it's really, really important to not only put yourself first, but to take care of you. I've always kind of felt like it was a little bit selfish to do all of that. I never really felt like I was fully like at peace with myself and just at peace in general. And that's something that I always wanted, just for like clarity and in my mind. I just always wanted that peace. And for the first time, because I put in all this work in myself, I feel like I'm truly at peace. And that makes me so happy. It makes me so happy because I did it on my own. And yes, I had people encouraging me and like, you know, pushing me, not pushing me, but pulling for me, you know, and like cheering me on and stuff. But I did it on my own. I did it in my own time. Again, everyone is on their own journey. So again, just never stop finding yourself. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode, and don't forget to be in the moment.